Welcome to the Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Harkin, a family biker in Washington, D.C., mom of two boys, and founder of the D.C. Family Biking Facebook group. Please enjoy the episode. We'll get started. Hey, Holly, thank you so much for taking time to be on Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers. I appreciate it. I know things are a little crazy right now, and on the one hand, it seems a little crazy to keep doing my podcast, but, you know, what else are we going to do? So let me tell everybody a little bit about you. Holly Harper is a strategic marketing consultant working with her brand, Blue Bike Communications. Known as your marketing Mary Poppins, Holly understands, creates systems for, and implements marketing campaigns for small businesses and nonprofit organizations. Blue Bike is named for Holly's 2010 Fiji Hybrid, an inspiration for going out on her own as a consultant. Now she's the proud owner of a 2018 Rad Wagon. Woohoo, family biker. So tell me about your Rad Wagon.
Well, I is this like a national thing? Because people won't understand the Dave Thomas Circle reference. Outside of DC,
hopefully it's a national podcast. Yes, tell us about Dave Circle Potomac.
There is this incredibly horrific intersection between North Capitol Street and Florida Avenue, which is a major inroad. Both are major commuter pipelines into downtown, and Florida, it's like Florida, New York, and North Capitol. They all come together at this crazy angle, and the city decided at some point to make a triangle about around a Wendy's. And that intersection almost drove me to my suicide and homicide. Like I would have to drive my daughter 2 miles from my house to school, which is on the other side of that intersection. No other route to go there, unless you take, you know, some circuitous like 20-mile detour. And every day I thought, I hate this. And so I had a regular hybrid bike, and then with the bike seat on the back, and then she got too heavy. So I got a trail bike, and then she got too heavy. And so finally I was like, I need something. And one of my neighbors had a Rad Wagon, and I was immediately in love. I've never regretted it. It is, oh God. People ask me, oh, do you like it? I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how much I love this bike.
Well, and I know you wrote to me that you ride about 100 miles a month just all over DC doing stuff.
Yeah. So the school commute is about 4 miles a day. And then I go to all my meetings. I go pretty much, if it's in the district and not on the other side of Rock Creek Park, I ride my bike. So everywhere. I do have a car, but last time I checked it, the battery had almost died. And the time before that, like a rat had built a nest in the engine. Because I hardly ever drive it. I know. Now that I can't actually fill it up with gas because there's something stuck in the fuel line. So I just don't drive it.
Okay. Well, now tell me about the snow pants that you created.
So one of the things about the wagon bikes, the cargo with where you sit, the kid sits on the back, is, you know, they're straddling it like a bike seat. And my daughter at the time was a kindergartner. So she was five and a half, six. And we were driving or biking to school and back, and it was winter, and she had her hat and coat and like balaclava and gloves and everything, but her legs would get cold. And so I went to Goodwill and found a down coat, a women's down coat, one of the long knee length ones. And I cut it up the back and like then sewed it into a pants shape. Stuck it on the bike. So I reused the existing buttons from the front of the coat. And so she could like slip one leg in and then sit down, and then I could button the side of the other leg up. So it was kind of like a sleeping bag cut in half on the bike. And it was, you know, really warm, and she could put her hands on the hood. So I looked around and I saw a bunch of accessories for like the Dutch bikes that have the bucket front, but nothing that really was able to like hop in and hop out of. It wasn't like she had to wear pants. So I loved that little.
That's such a great hack, because I do feel like getting all of the snow clothes on, I mean, it's just a pain in the butt. Makes it less fun. So that's awesome.
Yes. I just wanted to be able to say, hop on. And she would actually take her shoe off and throw it in the dry bag, hop on. And then I button up the other side and we could go. And then I could do the same. Like I like almost like the basketball pants you can rip off. I just
right
pop out, and I'd say, okay, let me put it all away while you go get your breakfast. So it was just made everything so much faster.
Okay, and now I want to hear about your sidecar for your dog. That is so fun.
I love the bike, and we're going everywhere, and we do all of our errands, but I have a dog. I live in an apartment, and I have a dog, and he's 42 pounds, and he is the friendliest dog in the world, and he loves going too. But if I'm biking, he can't quite keep up because they get tired a lot faster. We can go like maybe a mile before he's winded, and we have to go really slow. And I have to hold the leash and, you know, all of that. So I thought, oh, why can't he just come with us? And so one day, I don't remember what my daughter and I were doing, but we were by a Walmart downtown. And I thought, well, let's just go see. I had looked up, some people have bigger dry bags for the sides of their bikes that dogs fit in. And some people have, I kind of seen the dog head poking out of them. But I had never seen anything like a sidecar. So I went into Walmart and bought one of the bigger, like, whatever gallon Tupperware bins, Rubbermaid bins. And then one of a set of ratcheting tie downs, like you'd use to like ratchet down your mattress on the roof of your car. And we like pulled over by this office building in the shade, and we sat on the sidewalk and like fashioned a sidecar that sits on the foot rail of the bike. And you know, my kid got on and she could put her foot in it and then sit, you know, still in her spot. And then we went to the parking garage of my apartment building and got the dog. And like, you know, basically I tested it out in the garage, and like, he's a really good dog, but he was like, I'm not having this. He bailed out a few times.
Oh my God.
And then finally, you know, I said, I think we're ready. And so I put the bike on the kickstand, hold it up, and put the dog in, and then hold him so he couldn't jump out. The kid would climb on, and then she'd hold his collar so he couldn't jump out. And then I'd get on. And then we'd just start going. And so once you started going, she could just keep her hand like on his collar just to steady him so he didn't panic.
Sure.
And we would bike to the dog park, and we'd bike to the regular park. And
oh, that's so cute.
We went was probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 miles. He didn't love it, let's say, but you know, had we gone more frequently, like, it was fine. Now my daughter can ride her bike. She like started riding a 2-wheeled bike last summer. So I'll walk him and she can bike. So we don't need it as much. But it was so great to have the whole family. Like, I was cruising around like the busy town streets, and people were just staring at us like we were nuts. It was the best.
I know. I hope somebody got a picture of that, because that's absolutely fabulous. okay. So I guess the last thing that you talk about, which I think is genius, is you have a motion sensor real light. And that's the thing that drives me the most crazy, are the lights and remembering to charge them or to bring batteries or to remember to bring them back or put them on or whatever.
Yes. So. Or remembering to turn them off. That's my biggest problem. I forget to turn them off, that I go upstairs and then it's dead. So yeah, I have this. I just got it on Amazon. It's got a USB charger, so it's rechargeable, so you're not wasting batteries. And I have an electric bike, so I charge them at the same time. And you push the button, and every time your bike moves, it just comes on. And it lasts like, I don't know, a week or two between charges. And you kind of know when it's dying, because you're leaving your bike, you park it, you leave, and it's still flashing. So you're like, oh, cool, it's still on. So it's still working.
Okay.
And then you can kind of see. But I love that. It's auto safety feature.
And then does the Radwagon come with a built-in front light?
Yes.
Headlight? Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's genius. I wish my bike had that.
Yeah, and it has a nice rear light. It's just if you forget it or it's dusk or something, it's nice to have something automatic. Yeah, I like it. It's great.
Oh, and you use an ABUS lock, the fold-up ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I preach or swear by the ABUS lock. I've parked my bike at some shady spots like Union Station at night. And never had anything messed with. I think, I don't know, maybe people are scared of it because it's so big, but.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I love the lock, love the light, love the doggy sidecar. I would say about the doggy sidecar, I did have like an extra cycle, one of those grocery holders. It's not a bag, but it's
yeah,
like a flap thing. I had that around the Tupperware bin in addition to the ratchet tied down.
Oh, good. Okay.
I really wanted like extra safety precautions for my poor dog.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. Well, okay, so the most fun thing that you've been working on is such a great project. You posted on our listservs, our local listservs. So I would love to have you talk about the Front Steps project.
Right. Okay. So we're in a pandemic. We're all locked down in our houses. And I'm a freelance marketing consultant. And I have a nice camera in case my clients need like a quick headshot or a quick something for their website. And I have a friend who's a photographer who gave me some lessons, but I'm not a photographer, but I like toying around with it. And so I saw this woman on our neighborhood listserv posted that a photographer who was out of work was walking around during the stay-at-home order and taking family portraits on people's front steps. And she was calling it the Front Steps Project. And so I thought, well, I don't have anything to do. And so I don't like walking. I have a bike. So I decided to do it via bike. So I just started biking around house to house. And people emailed me or send me an email and I put it on a list and then made a little route. And then I take some pictures and it caught on fairly quickly. I think people are really running out of entertainment options. So I actually had to put a form on my website to capture all these addresses. And I think so far I've done, oh my gosh, I think I've done five shoots. So 5 days and about 5 to 8 miles per shoot and 8 families or so. So whatever that is, like 40, 45.
That's great.
And yeah. And another person in another neighborhood, like must've been on our listserv. So they emailed me and said, hey, you know, can you come up to our neighborhood? So I'm doing 2 routes in Bloomingdale next week, which is through the Dave Thomas Circle, kind of north of where I am now.
Someplace you haven't been in 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So I have, I think, 55 people on the waiting list right now.
Oh, that's great. Well, and so you've been really innovative, too, with how you've been spreading the love from, you know, people's donations.
Yeah. So I don't call it a donation because I'm not giving it away, all of it away. So what I'm doing with the money is basically buying goods and services from local businesses that are in crisis, or finding people who are small business owners that whose revenue has been lost, like my own, for example. I reached out to like other people who are like yourself, photographers or et cetera, that can't do their real life work. And then also doing some donating. So I've received about $1,000 so far. I've spent about $750 of that money. And I plan to spend all of it down to the zero whenever I get time, but I'm homeschooling right now. But I've done like donations to the DC Diaper Bank. I bought some personal training that I'll never use from a woman who's kind of the primary breadwinner for her family. I have a acquaintance who was a manager at Union Market, a restaurant at Union Market. So she was laid off and her unemployment of $400 a week is, and her mom's social security check are all that's kind of supporting their family of three, her daughter, herself, her mom. And so I, you know, tipped her $100, I'm trying to buy from local restaurants or buy goods and give them to people who need them. So it's been really fun to do that as well.
I just think it's such a great community building thing in this weird moment where we're kind of, well, we're separated. So, I think it's really cool. And I will definitely have links to the project and you at the website. And is there anything else you want to tell us about?
I was just going to say one of the, you know, proof that I think that it's kind of working is some people, you know, will see their picture, their friends' pictures and be like, oh, through you, like I've connected. But one of the coolest things was I mentioned to one of the people who asked about the money, that I had bought a bunch of candy from the Capital Candy Jar, which is a small confectioner here in our neighborhood that is off the main retail strip. And they have a little storefront, but they do a lot of corporate gifts. So people will come to DC and they'll make cherry blossom chocolates and et cetera. And so their business is really, really down since there's no event. So they're doing a thing where you can send candy for $10 to anywhere. So all of the nurses and doctors and midwives in my life, I just sent candy the other day. And one of the families said, oh, what's the Capital Candy Jar? And I said, well, it's only 10 blocks from here. Like, you guys should walk down there.
Right.
They're still serving food, or you can order. And so making those types of connections, I think, is, you know, someone who's at, I guess they were on, you know, I Street, and Capital Candy Jar is on A Street. Like, that's not that far away, but they didn't know about them. So it's those without a shingle or with a small footprint that are really being hurt the hardest.
Yeah, totally. God, well, I know about the Capital Candy Jar. their chocolate covered oatmeal Oreos are like to die for.
I know. I just bought some for my daughter for Easter too.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, well, keep biking, keep on. We just got to get through this, you know?
Yeah. And I'm glad that, you know, even with the stay at home orders, the biking is still allowed. So
exactly.
Everyone who's wondering, like, why isn't she staying at home? I'm in the middle of the street. I park in front of a car, and the closest I can get to a family is the edge of the outside edge of the curb because of the lens I'm using. So I'm definitely maintaining, you know, 18 feet of distance or whatever that is.
Yeah, your pictures look amazing. So that's really fun too. It's such a nice thing for families to get a family picture. Well, you know,
I'm a photographer, like, do it. Get your bike. Do your neighborhood. It's fun.
I know, right?
Join in. I already started the hashtag. All you got to do is have Instagram.
Exactly, right? All right. Well, thanks so much, and take care on your bike.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers. You can find links to the gadgets in our show notes or at the website www.niftygadgetsforfamilybikers.com. Please share the podcast with other bikers and review the podcast when you have a minute. See you soon.